And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday, the 9th of February, 2015. 1964, on this day, the Beatles appeared on the Ed Sullivan Show for the first time, teenage girls screaming in the audience. 73 million people watched for Home. It was a record for American television at the time. They sang All My Loving, Till There Was You, She Loves You, I Saw Her Standing There, and I Want to Hold Your Hand. It was on this day, 1870, the National Weather Service was established. At first it was called the Weather Bureau. It was part of the War Department. Then, 20 years later, it came under the Department of Agriculture, then to the Commerce Department in 1940. These days, the National Weather Service is based out of Silver Spring, Maryland. And it's the birthday of the playwright and novelist Brendan Behan, born Dublin, 1923. His father took part in the Irish Rebellion of the early 20s. The father was in a British prison when the boy was born. By the time he was 16, Brendan Behan was being sent on missions to bomb British targets. He was thrown in jail for carrying a suitcase full of homemade explosives through the streets of Liverpool. And while in prison, he began to write. He wrote his first play, The Quare Fellow, and then the novel Borstal Boy and The Hostage, in which he wrote, "Never throw stones at your mother. You'll be sorry for it when she's dead. Never throw stones at your mother. Throw bricks at your father instead." Here's a poem for today by Amy Fleury entitled Farm Auction. Contrails scrawl the sky, under which sawhorse and lumber tables offer up the hoard and store of 50 years. Neighbors have come to scour house and barn and implement shed. Yes, we've come to haul it all away. Their nests of pillows and quilts and feather ticks, the glazed plates and bread crocks, a wash tub rhymed with bluing, the salt cellar and gravy boat, her cross-stitch sampler and figurines, canning jars, seals, lids, and spools of baling wire, seed drills, spades, coffee cans of bolts and bent nails, a burlap-wrapped schnapps bottle he kept back of the barn's fuse box, and all his spare fuses, an aerial photo of their farm, and even the rusted harrow in the ditch. The auctioneer works to disperse all their worldly goods, singing, "Hey, somebody, give me 20 now, 20, as his wife hands over odd boxes of cribbage boards and crucifixes to the ladies fanning themselves with sail bills by the tilting lilacs. From the porch, the 4-H Club sells plates of peach pie and waxy cups of pop. Inside, the smell of silage still clings to a chambray shirt hung on the back door peg after choring. How, in stocking feet, he loved to step on the warm place where the dog had lain, where dilapidated hips collapsed her in a sleeping yellow heap. Now all is echo where once they sat together with the ledger, adding columns of crop yields and prices per bushel, or thumbing rosaries like they shelled peas, dutiful, dutiful to the ceaseless seasons, to their tillage and cattle and kin. Through the window screen comes little gusts and the sound of the gavel coming down." Farm Auction by Amy Fleury from her collection Sympathetic Magic, published by Southern Illinois University Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Progressive Insurance, working to make progress for more than 75 years, and by Grove Press, publishers of The Big Seven by Jim Harrison, the story of a hapless detective up against a family of outlaws and his struggle to come to grips with the seven deadly sins in bookstores everywhere. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.